Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Denton, we're going to buy a few things NFL-wise. We're going to sell a few things NFL-wise. I'm going to start with this. I'm going to buy the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat Baltimore on Sunday at home. They're a three-point dog. No Alex Highsmith. You know, remember, he rolled his ankle on Jaden's ankle. And remember, Jaden came over and checked on him during the game. We didn't mention that on Monday in the recap. But Highsmith was phenomenal in the game, and he's out. But what a perfect time to have added Preston Smith, you know, at the trade deadline. I think this is a different Pittsburgh Steelers team. And here's something I didn't know until I heard it this morning. Do you know that Lamar Jackson has missed more games in their head-to-head matchups against the Steelers than he's played? Because of multiple things, injury, COVID, and that he's only, in all the years, and they play twice a year, he's 1-3 as a starter against Pittsburgh? I didn't know that until I heard that this morning.
I did not know that. That's a pretty impressive statistic.
And I think one of the things, like last week I was saying, you know, Pittsburgh has been planning and game planning for Lamar Jackson twice a year for a long time now, and you know, that's they'll be more prepared. It's one of the reasons that they were good against Jaden. Well, apparently they've only prepared for him four times. That's kind of crazy. But Lamar, you know, has missed a lot of games over his career. And some of those, and some of the games, like last year's game late in the season, wasn't a material game. So there you go. I like Pittsburgh as a team. I think Russell Wilson's got, I think they have figured it out. It is a good combination with Arthur Smith. You know, adding Mike Williams is a big deal. Adding Preston Smith is a big deal. Losing Alex Highsmith is a big deal, but they've got an answer for it in Preston Smith. I like Pittsburgh to win Sunday against a Ravens team that just is not that good on defense. Their pass defense stinks. I mean, they gave up 400-plus in their last game against Burrow. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase had 270 yards or something like that, receiving yardage-wise. I like Pittsburgh Sunday. That's my first NFL buy of today. Pittsburgh to beat Baltimore Sunday at home.
My first buy is a team that I actually sold a couple of weeks ago, but I'm going to come back here and buy low. Riding a four-game losing streak, I'm going to buy the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And
God,
honestly,
there's something about them.
This is more to do with Atlanta, I think, right now than it is Tampa Bay, but they got a bye week this week, and then their next three games after the bye, New York on the road, at Carolina, and then home against the Raiders. All of those are winnable. All of those should be wins, and that would get them to 7-6. And if you're 7-6 entering the middle portion of December, you got a chance. And I don't really love Atlanta right now, so I'm going to buy Tampa to potentially get away in the NFC South, maybe with a 9-8, 10-7 record. I'm going to buy Tampa.
Average minds think alike. That was next up on my list. I am buying the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have, with, you know, an injured group, they have played valiantly the last 4 weeks. You know, the Monday night comeback where they actually had not a great chance, but they had a chance at the very end. But the way they've played their last three opponents in particular, without Mike Evans, without Chris Godwin, the Falcons, the Chiefs, and the 49ers, it's why I love Todd Bowles, man, and it's why I sometimes get pissed off when I hear people really taking big pot shots at him. Now, I did in the playoff game last year because I thought he tapped out, and I don't think he figured out how he did tap out. It wasn't intentional, but that team is just always tough, and their quarterback is tough, and they love the quarterback, Baker Mayfield. And they've lost three games in the last possession of the game. Atlanta, Chiefs, 49ers. They have a bye week. I think they'll get Mike Evans back at some point, right?
That is the hope. Yeah, a hamstring injury, so he should be back.
And like you said, after the bye, Giants, Panthers, Raiders. They also have the Cowboys, Panthers, and Saints to end the year. Like, in the tough game they play is on the road against the Chargers. Atlanta, meantime, they stink on defense. Their kicker missed three field goals Sunday against the Saints. And they got to go out and play Denver, who might be the best defensive team in the league. They're certainly up there. And then they got to play the Chargers and the Vikings. So I'm buying Tampa to totally get back into this thing in the NFC South. I am totally with you. And by the way, if they were to make the postseason, they'd be a tougher out than the Falcons would be. Atlanta literally cannot stop anybody. I mean, Valdez-Scantling in his first game for the Saints last week had 109 yards on three catches, two touchdowns. The thing the Falcons have going for them is offensively they're good, and they can run the football too. But the kicker missed three field goals, and now they're two games up, and they swept Tampa, and that will be their advantage. But I like everything about the Buccaneers. Like, if that were my team right now, I would not be bailing on them. I'd be going through all of their playoff scenarios because they got a chance. They got a chance to win five out of the last seven. Six out of the last seven. They do. And if they don't, it's because they just kind of ran out of gas playing everybody really tough and they just couldn't overcome all the injuries they had. But I do think they are, I think they're supposed to get Mike Evans back, Denton. I didn't think that was for the year.
No, because it's just a hamstring. Like, Godwin is for the year more likely than not, unless they go super deep. But because it's just a hamstring, there's a good chance that Mike Evans is going to be back.
Yeah, all right. What else are you buying or selling?
So I have one more buy. I'm going to buy that the Patriots do not finish last in the AFC East. Between them and the Dolphins, we know how the Dolphins do in cold weather games. And if you look at the time of year, you're going to see a lot more cold weather games. They are not great, and the Jets are a disaster. There's no saving this season. This has not worked, whether it's Aaron's fault, whether it's everybody else's fault. It's probably a combination of both. I do think the Patriots win at least one or two more games. I don't think anyone in that division is going to finish great outside of the Buffalo Bills, obviously. But I think New England is going to find a way to not finish last in the AFC East with Drake May. He hasn't been playing great, certainly not like the way that Jaden has been playing. But you have seen some pretty nice plays that give you reason to be optimistic if they can actually surround him with talent, because right now that roster is brutal.
I'm going to buy a player, and then I'm going to buy something else afterwards. But I love this player coming out of Notre Dame last year, Audric Estime, the running back. And Denver's been playing Javonte Williams, but they sat him, and Estime came in and rushed for 53 yards off the bench in their loss to Kansas City Sunday at Arrowhead, where, you know, they had a field goal blocked at the end. Denver's a really interesting team right now. They're a very physical team on both sides of the ball. Bo Nix is playing much better than I think anybody anticipated he would in his rookie year. But watch Estime and watch him this week against a team that cannot stop the run in the Falcons. I loved him coming out. He really had very few opportunities because Javonte Williams had a decent year. Audric Estime, All right, Notre Dame running back, Denver Bronco. He's going to have a big second half of the season. What's next for you?
I have a sell, so I'll let you buy one more thing before I have my sell.
I'm going to buy the 49ers. As long as Christian McCaffrey is healthy, the 49ers are going to make a big run, and they're going to end up winning the division. I know that's not out on a limb by any stretch, and they've got tough games. You know, they have this week against the Seahawks, which they desperately need. They have to go to Lambeau the following week. They have a game in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football early December. They still have a game against the Lions, and they finish at Arizona. Even without Ayuk, there's something else about the reason I'm buying the 49ers is I'm starting to come around a little bit more on Brock Purdy. I think there are games when I watch him and I'm like, God, you can't do this. And then there are other games like Sunday where he is really a big part of why they won. He's very good off platform, off schedule, which is different than Garoppolo. And he's a gamer, man. He is a gamer. And I think the combination of the way he's been playing along with the return of McCaffrey, I think the 49ers are going to end up being right there with Detroit at the end. They'll have to go to Detroit, and they may have to go to Philly or to Washington to win a playoff game. But I think they're going to rise to the level of the second best team in the NFC over the next month and a half. All right, what are you selling?
All right, so my first sale here is going to be NFL officials and their inability to know and not know what a hip drop tackle is. So Adam Schefter tweeted this yesterday. NFL hearing officer Jordy Nelson, yes, that Jordy Nelson, rescinded a $16,883 fine that was levied against Roquan Smith for the play that broke or dislocated Chris Godwin's ankle. This is a hip drop tackle. It's a picture perfect. This is exactly what the NFL said we want to avoid, and they just rescinded the fine. Now, I'm not in favor necessarily. Like, I think a hip drop tackle is way too difficult to judge. I think targeting is very easy. It's a hit to the head. You kind of understand what it looks like right from the jump. I think a hip drop tackle is very difficult to judge. The NFL got ahead of itself by trying to implement some sort of penalty and some sort of way to stop this thing. So I'm selling their inability to maintain this. I think they're going to negate any sort of fine or any sort of penalty that's going to come in the years to come that has anything to do with a hip drop tackle, because clearly the people that advocated for this, which are the former players, don't know how to properly judge one.
Yeah. They're not that hard to judge, are they?
I don't really think so, but there was a game. Washington's been on the receiving end of what looked like some hip drop tackles in recent weeks, and there's been nothing done about it. Like, no flag is ever thrown for it, so I don't understand why they implemented a rule, and I think they've called a hip drop tackle across the league like less than 10 times.
Right. I don't know if I've already done this, but I'm selling the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm probably stupid to do this because their schedule is just not that difficult. I mean, they have, you know, they just went back-to-back with the Colts and the Jags. They play the Titans this week, then the Bears. They have the Bears twice. They do have the Lions and the Packers and the Falcons, but they get the Falcons at home. I mean, they were life and death with Jacksonville on Sunday. And Jacksonville didn't have Trevor Lawrence. Mac Jones was playing. Now, they were great defensively. They gave up like 150 yards total. But Sam Darnold is a turnover machine. He is an absolute turnover machine. Minnesota's going to make the postseason. There's no doubt about it. They're not going to sniff Detroit for the division title. And they could be a one-and-done playoff team, definitely. And they'd play on the road to begin with anyway. Darnold is a walking turnover, Denton. He had three picks in that game. He had three turnovers the week before. I know that we've all of a sudden seen this increase in turnovers. I mean, Jared Goff throwing five picks in a game that they won. Sam Darnold throwing three picks in a game that they won. The week before that, Sam Darnold turned the ball over three times and they won. It's just got to catch up with them, right? You know, he makes good throws, and I think Sam Darnold is a starting quarterback in the NFL. I've always felt that way, but I feel a little bit less in watching him with a really good team. Like, they should be so much more explosive offensively. They should be one of the best offensive teams in the league. They lost Christian Darrisaw. They did add a veteran tackle to replace him. But, you know, Jefferson and Addison and Hawkinson's back. They have Aaron Jones. They have Kevin O'Connell scheming the whole thing up. And they scored 12 points against Jacksonville. They only scored 21 against Indy, and I think one of the touchdowns was a defensive touchdown. He just hurts them too much. Too many drives stall because he takes too many sacks and he turns the ball over too much. I think they'll start going to a lot more heavy run game and a lot more quick stuff with Darnold than the drop back stuff. But I'm selling the Vikings of having any, shot at a reasonable run when we get to January. What else are you selling?
My final sell, I'm going to sell the Rams as a playoff team in the NFC. I watch them and at times I look at them and I say, this team's really good and they can score really. They are just Sean McVay's in his bag, right? And then there are other times like on Monday night where I watch them and it's confusing as to why are they so inefficient? Why can they not score? They're only putting 15 points up against the Dolphins, who are a good defense but not nearly a great defense. And then I look at their schedule. They got a game against Philly, Buffalo, San Francisco, another one against the Cardinals, who whooped them early in the season, and they finish with the Seahawks. I think they have a very tough road to get to the postseason where they got to win some games that don't necessarily look winnable right now. So I'm going to sell the Rams as being a playoff team. I think they might have kind of spooked themselves or fooled themselves a little bit by success right before the trade deadline when it might have been time to break things up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Miami is fast on both sides of the ball. That is for sure. My final sale will go hand in hand with my first purchase. And that is, I'm selling the Ravens from having a deep run in the postseason. They're going to be in the postseason, and Lamar Jackson is a phenomenal player. I just don't believe in them defensively. It's amazing how you go from one of the best defensive teams we've seen in the last few years last year to losing all those coaches and a couple of key players, and they are not a good defensive team at all right now. They really are not, and that's going to cost them. You know, they're going to get run on. They're going to get thrown on by Josh Allen in the postseason, even though they beat them 35-10. I get that. Baltimore right now defensively in the league. Where is it? They're 17th in DVOA defense. They were first last year. Pass defense, they're much lower than that. I think Baltimore's going to, they're going to be right there. They might even win the division, okay? They might even win the division. They're not going to beat Kansas City in the postseason. They're not going to beat Buffalo in the postseason. They're out before the championship game. That's what I'm selling. That's not really like a huge sell on a team that's overpriced right now, because I think people are looking at Baltimore wondering, this is so different from last year when they were dominant defensively, and they're not this year.
I don't know.
I think they lose this week. By the way, the other thing about them, they have the Steelers twice. They still have a road game against the Chargers. They have a home game against the Eagles. They got to go to Houston later in the year. They could end up with another two or three losses, and end up as a 10-7 type team, 11-6 team. Not what they were last year. What were they last year? 14-3.
They're like 13-4. So they were silly, super silly. But I would say that Lamar exiting where you had them projected to exit after he wins a third MVP would be a very big deal. I think people would be very, very upset in Baltimore.
But, it was a bigger deal last year because they were so dominant defensively. And they were favored to get there. And they lost at home in a title game against Kansas City as a favored team. This year, they may be going on the road in a second, divisional round game to Buffalo or to Kansas City, and they might be an underdog. So the expectations might be a little bit less, but you're right to this extent. If they fall short in the playoffs, or the perception is they didn't get to the Super Bowl again, in that perception, the reality of that, it'll fall back on Lamar, where last year it probably justifiably fell back on Lamar, and this year I think it'll probably fall back on them not being a complete football team. All right. Anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Five burning questions, NFL questions, and then we'll get back to the phone lines if you want to start jumping on, and we'll get to our earlier question because we didn't get to all of you. Where is this team headed? Where do you have these final seven games landing? And then what will you learn tomorrow night in the matchup against Philadelphia about our team? Kevin Sheehan showed the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.